with Steve Quirk. Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com, and apps. This is Colorful Radio.
Justice Secretary Alex Chalk says the government spending millions of pounds on hotel accommodation for asylum seekers is not what the British people want. He says that we rightly expect people coming into our country to have basically safe and decent accommodation. But what we don't expect is to spend £6 million a day on four-star hotel accommodation. It follows backlash over the housing of migrants on the Bibby Stockholm. Sadiq Khan said he would not be surprised by Jeremy Corbyn running to be London mayor. Speaking at the Coin Street Neighbourhood Centre, he reflected on his time in the office.
So let's wait and see how many people put their names forward for the elections next May. I genuinely think, and I've had a number of other jobs before being the mayor of London, being the mayor of London is the best job in the world, so I'm not surprised that everyone wants to be the mayor.
And Barclays Bank say live entertainment, holiday bookings and summer socialising motivated customers to part with their money last month as card spending went up by 4% in July. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Ricky Williams.
Tonight's EuroMillions jackpot is £54 million.
Now that calls for a dance, Dermot.
Yeah, I'm not the best dancer.
Hit it! Dip me, Dermot! Dip me like you've never dipped before!
Get that EuroMillions feeling tonight. EuroMillions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Coming up, Africa in Focus. Live on DAB Digital Radio, Colorful.com and apps. This is Colorful Radio. Africa in Focus.
Africa in Focus is sponsored by Dermadew Lotion. Visit dermashark.co.uk.
Colorful radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, or even good evening, depending on the time zone that you are connecting to us from. Wherever you are in the world, welcome to Africa in Focus, and I'm your host, Julius Baluto. It's another wonderful time for us to have a wonderful conversation, and we are coming to you from the heart of Nairobi in Kenya, the wonderful city, the only city in the world which is next to a national park. And you know, Kenya, we got lots of animals. We divide the country half-half, and we have some agreements between us and the animals. We share the country. And by the way, on a nice day, it doesn't happen quite often, but never be surprised to meet a lion having a nice walk on the streets of Nairobi. So welcome to Kenya. But on the other hand, we are coming to you from the heart of London on Colorful Radio to wherever you are. And it's a wonderful time again for Africa in Focus, coming to you from Nairobi today. And I'm happy to be hosting a great singer, kicked up in the music, up and running. And she's doing great work right now. Mabel, welcome to the show. Mabel is a gospel artist. She's doing quite a lot. So welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah, I'm glad to be here today. Thank you so much. Well, yeah, it's actually Mabel Wendo. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Mabel Wendo.
Yeah.
Great name, great name. Yeah. Let's talk about your name. Do you know what it means?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I mean Wendo. Do you know the meaning of the name Wendo?
Yes, I do. Hmm. And it has different meanings according to the tribe you're in. Like, I'm a Luo, and in Luo, it's a visitor.
A visitor?
It means a visitor.
Amazing.
And I know in Kamba, it means...
Love.
Love.
Someone who is
and
loved.
And Kikuyu to love, yes.
Yeah, and even in Kikuyu. That's amazing when you look at the mixture of language and how they share the same thing.
Yes, yes.
You know, give a good context to our listeners is when you're in Kenya, you have 42 tribes.
Yeah.
And each tribe constitutes a different language.
Yes.
And also different cultural, subcultural practices which are different from each other.
Yeah.
And by the way, a tribe can be up to 5 million to 6 million people.
Yeah.
Some tribes are slightly smaller.
Yes.
So when you see this mixture of meaning coming across different tribes, it's amazing.
Yes, so much.
Wendo in Luo means visitor.
Yeah.
And In Kikamba, it means someone who is loved.
Yes.
So this is good.
It's good.
But what's for you?
Yeah.
Wherever you are going, you are a visitor, tell them my name means I'm loved.
Yes.
That's good. That's good. Okay, then let's go back to singing now. Singing. When did you start to sing for the first time? And did you love it? Like it? Or were you chancing?
Well, I started singing when I was very small. I used to sing when I walk, everywhere, in Sunday schools, everywhere. But I used to sing a lot everywhere. And I started singing when I was so young, I think 6 years, that's when I can really remember. And I've been singing since, and I've loved doing it. It's helped me, and it's been nice. And music is powerful, it's beautiful, and I've grown. That's what I can say.
That's great. Singing is really great, you know. I chose to be a day scholar.
Mm-hmm.
And there was reason for it. I didn't want to be a boarder. I didn't want to be in a boarding school.
Okay.
Because, number one, I wouldn't have had the opportunity to drink tea.
Ah.
So I liked tea so much that I chose to be a day scholar. But why am I telling you this?
Okay.
I used to whistle my favorite songs to keep caught in my wonderful walk, which is not a near place, almost
music.
10 miles journey. And I would just whistle as I kept going. My favorite songs.
Wow.
And it was so melodious. I was surprised. I had so many ways of whistling.
Yeah.
And you could hear me whistle, you listen. It sounded like a musical instrument.
And it keeps amazing. You moving and moving.
And it helped me to keep going. In my head, I'm singing my favorite song, but it's through whistling.
Okay. Wow,
so we have something in common. When you were singing at that age and all that, it's amazing. But how serious was yours?
Mine was so serious that I couldn't stop singing. I sang even when we had visitors at home. I could sing in the bathroom, and I'd take hours in the bathroom. I remember my brother was so annoyed with me every time. Hey, you're still in the bathroom, and it's been 1 hour and come on.
You call you what? Tell you what? It's not a choir practice here. Get out.
And I just couldn't stop. It's like a fire burning inside of me. And you know, and I have this dream of becoming popular someday and singing, and the world can hear, can listen to me. And so,
that's good. Then, did you participate either in school competitions?
Yes.
In choirs, in the denominational.
Yeah. I used to sing in the CU, like in our school. We have that day that's specific for singing. Yeah, so we sing and like more of gospel songs, praising songs. Yeah, there's that day. I remember I used to sing, and there was a motivational speaker and also a singer who was doing well in our country at that time. And I remember singing for that person, and she was very pleased, and it was a very wonderful moment for me. I can remember that.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So, right now, of course, now you're singing professionally.
Yes.
How did you transit from just singing to a church choir or school choir into what you're doing now? Because you're singing professionally. How did that journey begin?
So, me just singing when I'm walking to home, from school to home, everywhere. And there's this person I remember who stopped me and asked me, hey, do you have like a mentor, or where do you sing? I usually hear you every day singing. You should be serious about this thing. You should take another turn about your music and look more towards growing and doing something with your life. Musically, and that's when I now sat down, me, myself, and I, and I was like, okay, I need to know what next. Okay, now I love to sing, and I've gotten the feedback from a lot of friends and people that I can actually sing, and I'm doing it so well. So Yeah, I wanted to learn and to grow. So I had friends who talked to me. And there was this friend who noticed me and and invited me to a function. Actually, it was a talent search, I can remember. And it was a talent search. And
it's okay to say their names as well.
No, I don't still remember.
Okay. All right.
So it was a talent search, and I remember there were so many contestants, and there was a prize that was put when you become a winner, that you'll have a free audio and free video, and that was something I was looking forward to. So I went for that talent search, and fortunately, yes, I won, and the prize was mine now. So that moment was so memorable. At that time, I can remember that was the first time I actually sang to a big crowd, because there were so many audience there and the judges, and that was a memorable moment for me. And I won the prize, and that's when I recorded like an audio. Yes, and I remember the producer was. We were going on well with the production. We were producing the song, and they loved it. But I remember something very saddening that happened, that when we were done with the audio, now when it was time to do the video, I remember the producer changed on me and he wanted to sleep with me instead, so that we can do the video. And actually, it was the prize for my winning. So it was so discouraging for me. And I remember telling the producer, I don't know, but somehow the way God opened this door, that's how I believe He'll open another one, because I cannot settle for this.
Yeah.
I cannot settle for this, because I realize that if I sleep with this producer and I'm going to want another song and another project, and I'm going to have to sleep with him again and again, and that would ruin my dignity and compromising a lot, and I was not up for that. Yes.
Indeed, I think integrity is key.
Yes.
And it's okay to say no.
Yes.
Opportunities come, but when you realize opportunity comes with strings attached, you run away where there are no strings.
Mm.
As in terms of, this is about destiny, and I think where God wants you to be.
And it's crazy.
You won't be stopped by nobody,
but it
will just happen.
Yeah.
So it's good you made that decision. To say no.
Yes.
Yeah, so, wow. What happens next after that? Or do you keep searching in your journey to connect with your passion into singing?
Yes. So, actually, that was tough for me because it was so promising. I remember the producer saying, you were going to be famous the next week, so this, you can't deny, you can't say no. I remember that. So, that was... Okay. That is sad for me to remember. So after that, I remember saying no, and I went back to... I was actually living in Mombasa, so I went back to Nairobi, where my parents were. In Mombasa, I was staying with my aunt. So I went back to Nairobi to continue with my studies, and I found there was a group of friends I had, and they were all about you need to look for a mentor, you need to look for a church, you need to look for a place to to grow whatever you have, to the music, this music needs to grow, and it needs a mentor who can take you to another level. And so I started looking and searching, and more of praying for a genuine mentor, because what I've been through, I don't want that again. I want someone who's genuine, who's just heaven sent, who's just God sent. And I prayed a lot, and I prayed. I remember fasting for like 3 days just for God to come through for me in a way that my music can take another turn, at least.
This is Colorful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, Our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, Dermadew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturiser. So why don't you try our cream, Dermadew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturisation. Dermadew, total body cream, complete moisturisation.
And there was this fateful day that I don't think I can ever forget. I was working, that's 4 years ago, I was working as a security lady at a certain hotel in town here in our city.
In Nairobi, yeah?
Yeah, in our city, Nairobi. And me there as a security lady, I was actually working at night. That's at night. And this is a very famous hotel because very popular musicians, celebrities, journalists come to have a coffee and hang out. Yeah, so many big artists. And but there was, but you know, there's this mentality of celebrities can snob you because they actually do. Some of them. I had actually said hi to some, and there were those who snobbed me. Yeah. So that kafia, that ka mentality. Mm. Hey, these people are actually.
You want to talk to them? Yeah. Because a lot of they don't want so much attention. They've had a lot of it during the day.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They don't want to talk. I don't know if it's, they don't want to talk or I'm not that worth it to say hi to them. So there was this day I saw this famous artist in our country. His name is Mbuvi, Dr. Mbuvi, actually. And he was just coming from, I think, we call it a gig here. That's like a project or like a... Yeah, something like that. And I still was afraid that he would snob me, but seeing the person, he was in a good mood, and I felt like this person is just...
Approachable?
Yeah, he's approachable, that's the word. Mm-hmm. And actually, I was too afraid still. So I had a colleague there, we were together working, and I remember telling him, can you please help me to ask that artist, Dr. Mbuvi, for selfies? Just selfies.
Okay? Only.
I was that afraid.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the colleague said, only that. That's okay. That's okay. And he went and asked for selfies on my behalf. And he went, and Mbuvi actually took his phone and took us selfies. And it was a wonderful moment. And Mbuvi is so humble, so down to earth, and I remember I felt a breakthrough inside of me that let me just tell him something. It could go bad or worse, or but let me
and
just
you have
try.
Nothing to lose anyway.
Yeah, nothing to lose. So I told him, I love what you're doing. I see what you're doing. I love, and you bless me a lot. And I also sing. And if you would bless me with just helping me to push me a bit with production.
Help mentor
me
you a bit.
And mentor me, more of mentoring. And even if it's just for a little while, I would appreciate and thank the Lord for you. And I remember him in a hurry, and he gave me his number and told me that I should sing a small a cappella song, singing something in Swahili, something people can relate to. And I went back to the washroom, and I sang a small a cappella, which I sent to him, and he loved it so much and said that this talent, Kenyans should hear this. Yeah, it's a familiar song here, back here in our Nini. Yeah.
In our country.
Yes, yes, yes. And maybe I should sing?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so it goes, Mataifa yote yatakusanyika mbele zake Bwana Mwokozi. Mataifa yote yatakusanyika mbele zake Bwana Mwokozi wakimwimbia, Bwana wakimwimbia, Bwana wakimwimbia, Bwana, Bwana. Yes,
I amazing. Quite love it.
Thank you.
All nations you meet.
Yes.
In front of God.
Yes, yes, amen.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing, a song. I love it.
Thank you. So yeah. He sent him that song.
A clip of that.
Yeah, that's just like a, yeah. Just
he didn't want you to mix with instruments. He wanted to capture the essence of your voice.
Yes.
And dilute it. He's a serious man.
Yes, yes. And I thank the Lord for him.
Yeah.
And he. So I sent him that song, that a cappella. And I remember him saying, this talent, Kenya must hear of it. And that's how the next day, I remember him coming with a group of like six people. And there was a videographer there. There was a producer there. There was that crew which was going to help out with the video shoot, everything. And I was shocked. And this is when I saw God like being so real to me. Like, I remember telling him what I wanted and what I was asking for him yesterday. Now he's here showing me exactly, he's answering me. And so that's how we went, and we did a song together with him, and he became my destiny helper. He became a very good mentor, and he's been working with me, and the song did well, so well, and it blessed me and my family a lot. And yeah, that's my journey.
Wow, that's amazing. So you see, now it was worth saying no to the first opportunity.
Yes, true.
And you know, I think also what we are learning is that your destiny is just connected to the right people. Sometime along the way of our life journeys, we meet with the wrong characters.
Yes.
And sometimes it's good to make think deep, check, and say, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, my God is bigger than what you're offering.
Yes.
Even in my life, I have said no to many things. Whoa. It's not everything that you say yes to.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And sometimes it's about also your journey as God has it, not as even you see it.
Yes.
I remember one time going to do an interview, and this interview, it was 200 people, shortlisted to the last 40, and then again shortlisted from the last 40 to the last 5, and then from the 5, I ended up being among the 3 they wanted.
Oh.
Listen carefully. But I'm waiting to be shown my station of work, because I've gone through, out of all those people and interviews, but a month is gone, we get back to you. Another month is gone, we get back to you.
Oh.
Another month is gone, we get back to you. I counted up to 5 months, waiting to be shown my station of work.
Mm.
I've gone through the interview process after that competitive process.
I can imagine.
After that, I decided, let me look elsewhere. Maybe it wasn't meant to be. And I didn't even bother to look. I was headhunted. Someone just called me and said to me, oh, we've seen your CV and can you come for a chat?
Yes.
And it was as easy as that. Well, I'm working in the new place. Those who went through that process with me, they were shown where to work and all that. But that company, it didn't take about 7 months. It went into liquidation.
Oh, my.
So if I was working there, I would have been forced to look for another job. So if I had got the job, in 5 months I would have been looking for another job.
Wow.
It's journeys of life, don't you think? When opportunity comes, that's the only opportunity. Don't you cling on it?
Yes.
As if there is no hope for tomorrow.
True.
Sometimes it's good to keep an open mind.
True.
And allow God also to work in these processes. Sometimes it's not about us.
Yes.
It's also what God wants to happen in your life.
Exactly.
So wow, that's amazing. That's amazing.
Mm.
So let's go to your music now. What was your first song?
Well, my first song which I recorded, it's called Ajabu.
Ajabu means surprise in Mwanda.
It means wonder.
Oh, wonder.
Wonder.
Yeah.
And it's saying of the wonders of God, and I'm just grateful that God has been wonderful in my life, and He's a wonderful God. And that's the song we did with Dr. Mbovi. Yeah, and it did so well. Yeah, that's my first song, which I wrote because now I was inspired by the turn of events, how wonderful God has been. And through the journey, I've seen God being a wonderful God. And He has done wonders that are unexplainable. Really.
I think that song was very timely, quite like the title.
Yes.
See, because I'm not seeing it from your point.
Yes.
Here you are, you don't know which way.
Yes, yes.
In an hotel, working in security.
Yeah.
And next thing you meet with this
imagine.
Guy.
Yes.
And you explained very well
how
some of them can be like, they don't want your attention.
Yeah. They really do snob.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And then maybe you get this guy, and next time, here he is with a crew.
Yes,
to do the filming.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Amazing.
It's really a wonder.
It's a wonder.
That was the first wonder.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So the next one was it's called Wasiwasi, and it talks about
Wasiwasi for the English speakers.
Sina Wasiwasi. It means
Sina Wasiwasi.
No worries.
I have no worries.
No worries. I have no worries.
It's like in another the one the world knows about Kenya.
Hakuna Matata. Now you got it. Exactly. Hakuna Matata.
Yeah.
No worries. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. When I was actually writing that song, I was worried. To surprise you, I was.
Ironically.
Yes. But I wrote the song to remind myself I shouldn't worry. I shouldn't worry because there's hope for tomorrow, and I should keep looking forward to having a good future and a bright future. Than worrying, it doesn't help anything. Yeah, so that song was more like to encourage people who sometimes are in that moment and in that place in life where you just feel so worried.
Moment of
despair.
Nothing's
going right. Yeah.
Frustrations.
Yes. So that was an uplifting song just to encourage someone.
It's very uplifting
and
a very good reminder.
Yes.
See, when I come to Kenya,
yeah.
I like to go to the national park.
Okay.
I see an animal like a giraffe, as tall as it is.
Yeah.
I see other animals as big as they are, like elephants and buffaloes. Name them.
Mm.
These ones, they don't have bank accounts.
Yeah.
They don't have M-Pesa account.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They don't even know where the supermarket is.
They don't know.
And they're not worried.
Not a single day. Yes.
And I understand. We are told we are more important than the animals.
Yes.
Because we're supposed even to control the animals as big as they are. You know? You tell them where to go. You're a giraffe. Mm. We want you to stay in the national park. Don't come on the road. You're too big for my car.
Yeah. Actually, we're so important because we are image of God. Because
exactly.
If God created us in His own image.
Exactly.
Now, we're so important because we are like God.
Yeah.
That's so close to God. We're so close to God. Yeah.
So in Kenya, we don't need to worry.
We don't.
Yeah.
We don't. And every day, we should keep reminding ourselves, don't worry.
Exactly.
Yeah, and the worry will just go. It won't stay there.
Nothing is permanent.
Nothing is permanent, yeah, true.
It just comes, it's a season, it just comes and goes.
Yes.
Only if you wait, though.
Yeah.
I wouldn't lie to you and say it's easy not to worry.
It's not easy.
No. When you're like, we want this and the other, and it's not happening, you're like, what? I have to get this sometime. Some people say by all means necessary.
Mm.
You know, and that's where the problem comes.
Yeah,
see,
yeah,
we pursue dreams, but let's pursue them in a calm, calculated, integral manner. Whenever your breakthrough comes, you never look back and say, I hold someone.
Colorful radio. Colorful radio.
And then, of course, I know their destiny connecting points of life.
Yes.
If you meet with the right destiny connector,
you
never have to worry.
True.
But the wrong ones, most of the time, they will be demanding recognition.
True.
Oh, I've met many people telling me, hey, oh, okay. The first thing you meet, someone says, oh, we are hit, not for me.
Mm.
Huh? Where will you go? Yeah, there are people like that.
You can't do that.
There are people like that.
Nothing without
or when they see you flourishing, is being successful out there, they, say, they point at you and say, wait, not for me.
No.
That's not a good, godly destiny.
That is not
connector.
No way.
No. That's someone who is doing things for their own gratification.
Yes.
You see?
Yeah.
But when you meet, even for me, I've met a lot of people, and there are people I remember.
Yeah.
I say, even today, I'll go to those people, I'll say thank you to them. Listen, they don't even talk about what they did for me.
Wow, then that's how it should be. Really.
They don't.
Yes.
And they played big role in my life, so that if I look back, it's me now who wants to. Yeah?
Wow.
I had two teachers when I was in primary. This one I never liked, I won't lie to you.
Yes.
He used to pick this big branch of a tree and the thin little sticks out of that branch.
Uh-huh.
And you come to our class, and those days teachers were allowed to punish us. They used to call it what? Corporal punishment.
Corporal punishment, yeah.
And it was it was like allowed.
Yeah.
So you ask you a question, ask the class a question, right?
Mm.
Before you raise your answer, you know the answer, before you raise your hand to answer, you were so impatient. You meet with those sharp sticks and you were being caned, everyone, all over, on our heads, everywhere. And he's telling us, you don't remember anything. It's a class of fools. We are not that way. He was impatient to listen for the answer.
Yeah.
He knew the answers.
Yes.
And then there was another one. He never touched us. That guy, he never even spoke negatively or was harsh. He was our coolest teacher, the best in the
favorite.
World. Favorite. So, one time, I happened to meet both of them in a public platform. They wanted to claim they were my teachers that moment.
Okay.
Why? Because I happened to be in our area, involved in a small car accident, with the voice of Kenya Riaiko and all these breakdowns and police cars come to our area to take it away because it's important government vehicle. And those schools around came to congregate there. So these teachers, you remember, my great grand favorite teacher was not saying anything. The one who used to cane me.
Yes.
He was my student. I'm like, give me a break. I'm remembering the canes now.
Yes.
I was like, you too, you are here? But I shouted at the top of my voice, recognizing them, my favorite teacher.
Oh.
That was my teacher.
What?
You know what? You can't help to see the differences.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think for all of us, people listening in your lives, you meet people who help your journeys of life.
Yes, yes.
Others
yes.
are there too. Others are saboteurs.
True.
Others are sandies. Not everyone is for you.
True.
And I know. So sometime in life, we just need to choose.
Yes.
To choose who to connect with. And sometimes when it's so obvious that this one is there for their sake gain, you're like, okay, you're not for me. I'll keep looking. No, we are sharing this. It's a very important conversation.
Yeah, very.
A lot of people are learning lessons of life.
Yes, true.
Your next song was?
So after that, my next song was Huruma. Huruma, it means mercy.
Compassion.
Mercies.
Yeah, mercy, compassion.
Mercy, compassion, okay. Yeah. And it talks a lot about God's mercies, on how he's been so merciful to us. Because I can imagine that since I started breathing up to now, the sins that I've done, the wrongs that I've done, there were times... Because God calls us every time, and sometimes you close your ears, you close the doors to God, but he keeps on calling you everywhere you go. You hear about God, and he's saying, come to me and pick me, and you're like, you're in another world, but God is patient, he's always there, and only mercy can do that, God's mercy, because the way God waits on us and forgives us and takes us again every time, it's unexplainable as well, okay? So I talked about mercy, and I just emphasized so much on how God has been so merciful. And I always want to remind myself, God, it's the mercies of God that has gotten me here. It's really not by my efforts, and it's good if we all remember that. And anyway, it's God's mercies. Yeah, that was about masses.
Yeah, it's true. Where would we be? Yeah, right, yeah, not yeah. for God's mercy.
Yes.
You see, when I imagine powerful God is just amazing. You see, there are many things we take for granted, and wow.
True.
The other day, shoot, thank God I'm in Kenya, but yes. an amazing experience I'll never forget.
Mm.
We just started driving and we went uphill.
Mm.
And then immediately we are hit by fog, dense fog.
What?
It was so thick, so thick, that the only thing you could see on the road was the yellow line dividing two lanes of the road.
Okay.
And you couldn't see far, like 15 meters of it.
Mm-hmm.
And as I was driving, I had to drive. Oh, thank God the road was so many. There weren't many vehicles. Mm. But I was like, I had to drive in the middle of the road looking for the yellow line, putting it in the middle of my tires. Otherwise, I would definitely go off the road.
Mm.
And it's very hilly, so it was dangerous. And it was a long stretch of drive.
Mm.
And when you look at the thick fog, it's like following that one line.
Mm.
I was like,
crazy.
Feeling like this is a drive. Is it the highway to heaven?
Mm.
Why?
I can imagine.
And I started to pray that I don't come off the road, because what that means is very high mountains.
Yeah.
Come off, I'll roll all the way down.
Mm.
So it was very scary.
Oh.
But when you look at the mountains,
when
you look at the fog,
something
we take for granted,
it
can make you not be able to drive.
Yes.
Look at the hurricanes in other countries, tornadoes. Other countries have got advanced stuff like tornadoes.
Yeah.
I remember last time I saw a hurricane in London, West London, way back. Happened only once in my life there. And within 5 minutes, 100 houses had been demolished and some
cuts.
In about
it's
five
crazy.
Minutes.
It's crazy,
why are we talking about that? Let's talk about the recent Turkey earthquake.
Yes.
Almost a couple of minutes, the whole country is flattened to the ground. It was amazing. So when you look at that, you see, I'm like, wow, God is powerful.
Yeah.
And they call it Mother Nature. I call it God's act. You know? So don't be afraid to say God.
Because
people say Mother Nature.
Mm. Mm.
It's God.
True. I second you.
It's God.
Yeah.
So sometimes I'm like, yeah. When I imagine how tiny each of us is.
Yeah. It's crazy.
And you can use this illustration. When you board a plane, it begins to go up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now in Nairobi, these buildings are very tall.
Yeah.
It's a skyscraper as you look.
Yeah.
Wow, they look so big.
Mm.
But as you go up, they look like teeny weeny tiny dots.
Yeah.
Now imagine me in Nairobi, how small I may look, or you in Nairobi, how small, when from the sky you can look, how small we look.
Yes.
But our importance to God
is
so big.
Amazing.
No matter how tiny you are down here.
Amazing.
He never misses you.
Yeah.
He'll follow you wherever you go.
Yes.
It's amazing. I quite like that. I quite like that. And it's compassion. It's mercy.
Mm.
We know we have a backup.
Mm.
Otherwise, we'll be condemned forever.
Mm.
Yeah,
God's mercies are the best.
He's all the best. Let's come to your latest song.
Yes, my latest song it's called Mweza Yote, and it means all.
He who can do all things.
He who can do all things. Yeah, because God, with God, I know that nothing is impossible. Because look, He created everything. He created us, the air that we are breathing. He created the heaven and the earth, every animal, every beautiful living thing, everything minus nothing. That's God. So I'm like, He's the doer of all these things. And we need to turn to the only one who can never go out of resources. He's always having it. Whatever you come to ask of Him, He's never going to be out of whatever we ask Him of Him. Yeah, He never runs out of resources. He never runs out of love. He never runs out of mercies. He's always there. So, yeah, that song is actually just to remind God of, God, You are the God who, like, everything is possible with You. And it's You I look to. It's You I trust. it's you that I want you to answer me here and do this for me too, yeah? Because you are the doer of all these things, and you've done many great things, and you've also done for other people's lives. So even me, you can do for me. Yes, yes. And there's nothing greater than faith, because God tells us, God tells us we need to have faith. We need to have faith. And I really, really believe, and I always tell people, that God can move anytime. God can move anywhere and anyhow. But when He moves, it's us to determine. It's our faith. Actually, God just looks deep inside our heart. Do you really believe that I have what you're asking for? I think that I really think that God looks deeper, way deeper into how you look when you're coming to Him. How do you perceive God as a God who has it and never runs out of it, or as a God who's still thinking and trying to figure out, how am I going to help this person? How am I going to help Mabel? How am I going to help Julius? How am I going to help him? No, we need to look at God at an angle like... He's the doer of all these things. He created heaven and earth, so he's powerful. And what I'm asking of him is actually just like a small thing. It's a very small
thing. This is Colorful Radio.
During life, your skin is subject to many conditions, leaving your skin rougher and tighter. We want to help. At DermaShack, our unique formula provides day-to-day moisture for all skin types. Our signature cream, Dermadew, is a cream that can be used for both specific areas of dry skin and as a daily moisturizer. So why don't you try our cream, Dermadew, an intense rehydration cream that leaves your skin like silk. Please go to our website, dermashack.co.uk, to see our skincare range and begin your journey into total moisturization. Dermadew, total body cream, complete moisturization.
Great. Things Bishop used to remind us.
Yeah.
I would love to quote him. His name is Bishop J.B. Masinde.
Oh, awesome.
He was my pastor when he was more, and he used to tell us, when you are praying,
okay,
don't ask God for anything as if he is a human being.
Yeah.
For example, if you want your God to give you a car, don't tell him, if you can't manage Range Rover house, I don't mind a crow box.
Yes.
You can't manage good shoes, I don't mind sleepers.
Oh, no.
That's not the way.
That's not the way.
Go for the best.
Yes.
You're speaking to the owner of everything.
Yes, yes.
And of course, when you talk about the creator of everything, of course, we are mixed here in terms of beliefs and values and systems.
Yes.
I know there are people who talk about evolution. They talk about the Big Bang Theory, how the world was created. Those are scientists.
Okay, yeah.
But
yeah,
all of us, we are like, fine. We believe God created the world, and that's fine.
Yes, yes.
We all have different beliefs. We are not like here to say this is the only way, but we speak from our standpoint, from what we know, our socialization.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what you are sharing here.
Yes,
with us,
yeah.
Which is brilliant. So when you talk about, wow, oh, it's amazing journey.
Yes.
And of course, I know you're going higher. That's not it.
Amen.
That's not it. You're going
Amen.
Higher.
Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Higher.
So when you look into music industry now,
okay,
as let's talk about your own perspective of music industry in Kenya. How do you see it, as in terms of the gospel, even secular? What is value of music in this country? Because music has had value wherever you go. In different countries, it means different things.
Yeah.
In different times, it means different things.
Yes, yes.
I've seen people, a country going through freedom fighting moments, to be for the whole country to be afraid. Like, I'll give you an example, South Africa. Mm-hmm. A lot of songs that were composed during the apartheid system or regime in power. Mm-hmm. A lot of songs, singers were composing music in reflection to what was going on in the country.
Yes.
Like, wow. You listen to those songs, these people were crying to be free.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sure you watch Saravino, which a lot of people connect to.
Yeah, yeah.
Freedom
yeah.
is coming tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
So, on the ground in Nairobi,
yeah.
I hope we are not going to see a lot of Maandamano songs.
But you know Kenya, there are actually songs of Maandamano. Kenya, they sing songs of seasonal songs sometimes, and which is more creative because, you know, music speaks to us and to the society. So, and they inform and they help to, like, music helps people to just come together and more of informing, and it's like our mirror. So music helps a lot. And here in Kenya, I can say the music is good. Music is good. There's content, of course, locally. But what I can pray for and hope that it's that artists here in Kenya can hold each other and unite together and uplift each other, so we may become great in all Africa and the world, which will make Kenya great. Yeah, music is powerful, and what I know is that music can influence so much. And here in Kenya, you know, someone can do a song and can release a song today, and everyone is talking about the song everywhere, and everyone, and there are DJs here in Kenya that support. Maybe I can say what I really hope is for the DJs here in Kenya to also support the local music that's here at home more, and we should play Kenyan music, and we should use Kenyan music more here. That's the only way we can support and uplift and make Kenya great. But for music is good. It's very, very good. Yeah.
I've been into, as someone who travels and who doesn't live in Kenya, I used to look forward so much when I'm coming from England. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going home. I'm catching up with my Swahili songs.
Yeah.
Yes. When I land, I really want to catch up with the Swahili songs and the Kenyan music. And I used to look forward for that moment. But every setting, most of the time I go to, if it's a church, there they are singing the English songs.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah.
But I've listened to that so much. I'm like, how about our own?
How about our own?
And then you go to also some other places. Again, a lot of Nigerian music in Kenya.
Yeah.
How about our Swahili songs? There's nothing wrong to sing all these songs, but what I'm trying to say is that how important is it? And this is a question to you. How important is it to promote our songs, local songs, songs sung in our languages, songs sung in Swahili? Is it, to you, from your perspective, do you think it's valuable, and how much can we do to really push it there? So that what happens if you push it up there, you find also other countries benefit listening to Swahili music.
Yeah.
As much as we listen, as Kenyans listen to their own Nigerian songs, Nigerians can also listen to Kenyan music.
Yes.
How important is that?
Well, it's very important, and it's worth it. It's worth it to push the music here in Kenya locally, because that's the only way we can become great. And when you share a song from here, when you play that Kenyan song at home, that's when you search YouTube and listen to the music, that's the only way you support the artists here, and just helping out with sharing and talking about the songs, and sharing with friends, telling friends about the song here in Kenya. That's the only way we can push the song. That's the only way we can push Kenyan songs. Because, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it.
Indeed. And do you think, there's something you talked about, which is unity among artists.
Yes, yes.
Which is very important to happen.
Yeah.
Are there ways you think they can achieve that? Probably something you can recommend of them coming together, or in some occasions where they have to unite them. Would you have any?
Yeah, like as for me, I'm an upcoming artist. We need to We need, I feel like a lot of big artists, we need to stretch a hand to the upcoming artists, and I feel also like Kenya and more TV channels should have those programs of upcoming artists and artists that are just coming to just help in raising and helping them to come up. And that would be great. And as for me, I really know the importance of having that kind of a push as an upcoming artist. We just need to be, we just need someone to hold us up, like the way Dr. Mbuvi is doing. If many artists would be like him here in Kenya, then Kenya would be a very great place, because that pushing one another, even you become great, and when you can never know, Kenya becomes great and international, just like other countries. Yeah,
that's very important. And also in terms of national crisis, also probably coming together is issue. There's something I love. I've seen the media, the newspapers, the TV channels, especially newspaper, when we have crisis like we had, them running one headline across all the newspapers, God save our country.
Yes, that one's good.
Which was really amazing. Do you think then, of course, maybe music should rise up in moments like this to come up with something like that?
Yeah, very, very, very. That's a moment now to bring people together, because music at that moment is what people need. Is what people need, just to remind people to have that unity, to be together. Let's bring peace. Yeah, and we listen to music all the time. Music is something that you cannot not listen. You know, you listen to music wherever you're going, even when you're walking, you just listen to someone who's just put music. Yeah, that one.
Good. You know what we shall do? We shall end our show today by playing your music, okay. Muweza Yote.
Yay.
Muweza Yote means he who can do everything.
Yes.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing.
He who can do everything.
Yes.
Muweza Yote. It's a Swahili word. Muweza Yote means he who can do everything. To our English speakers, today you have learned a Swahili word. Yes. So it's been wonderful hosting you. Always pleasure. It's really great to host you. Especially in this wonderful capital city of Kenya, Nairobi. Nairobi. Yes, so yes. To our listeners, don't go away. Stay tuned for more programs coming to you. From
Africa in Focus. Won't you be mine?
You're tempting me, baby boy, you're tempting me, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, look in your eyes and the curve of your smile, you're just melting me. I feel it in your energy. If I tell you I found love at first sight, something about this man is so divine, and I just have to have him in my eyes. It's a beautiful man in my neighborhood. This beautiful man is my neighbor. So it was not by imagination. We made love with no reservations, no hesitations. I was just waiting for you to say something and tell me more and more. How you like it better on the floor, floor, floor? And how you never felt this type of way before? If I tell you I found love at first sight, something about this man is so divine, and I just have to have him in my life. It's a beautiful man in my neighborhood. This beautiful man.
Sometimes we don't pay attention.